The Spotlight. It's a radio show where volunteers share stories of inspiration, share their journey, express their feelings, and tell us all about those who have touched their lives. And we play their favorite music. It is The Spotlight with Lebo, Fridays 2 to 3 p.m. on Radio Morocco.
Hello and welcome to The Spotlight on Radio Mariah. My name is Lebo. On The Spotlight, we profile people who have made volunteerism a great part of their lives, people who have made bold steps towards sharing their expertise, skills, and knowledge with other communities. And the aim? To change the state of the world and inspire action. This week, our Spotlight appearance is Gabriel Folaranmi. Gabriel is from Nigeria and is a UN volunteer assigned as a vehicle technician in the transport section for United Nations mission in South Sudan. This is Gabriel's first volunteer experience, which he started in August 2015. He is a higher national diploma graduate of mechanical engineering from the Polytechnic Ibadan, Nigeria. Prior to joining UN Volunteers, Gabriel started his career as an automobile mechanic some 25 years ago, which was also in Nigeria. And he rose through the ranks as workshop supervisor and workshop manager in the public sector in Lagos, Nigeria. In his free time, Gabriel enjoys listening to gospel and reggae music, and his hobbies are driving and reading. Gabriel, welcome to The Spotlight.
Yeah, thank you very much, Lebo.
Mm-hmm. And Gabriel, what is your favorite color?
Yeah, my favorite color is purple.
What did you have for breakfast?
Yeah, now that I'm in South Sudan, I have to take rice, which is the commonest one, but supposing I'm in Nigeria, my breakfast is porridge.
Ah, porridge.
Yeah, maize porridge.
Ah, like sorghum?
Yeah, it's maize. Maize from maize.
Ah, oh,
so
nice.
So that's what we take with moin moin.
We have already introduced you a little bit, Gabriel, but I feel like we haven't done your profile enough justice. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, Lebo. Mm. Yeah, my name is Engineer Gabriel Ademola Folaranmi. I was born some 48 years ago in southwestern part of Nigeria. And I'm married with three kids. I'm also a graduate of mechanical engineering from the Polytechnic Ibadan, Nigeria. I started my career several years back as an automobile mechanic about 25 years ago. And I rose through the rank to become the workshop supervisor and later become a workshop manager in both public and the private sector in Nigeria before joining the United Nations as a vehicle technician in the Juba.
Gabriel, please share with me your typical day in your current position.
When I wake up in the morning after the normal, you know, pleasantry of, you know, cleaning up and praying, you know, taking my breakfast, I come to the workshop. You know, I'm based in Juba, in the transport workshop, and I have to make sure that I'm in the workshop before 8. Sometimes by 7:30 or 7:45, I'm already in the workshop. Mm-hmm. And my daily job routine, you know, involve, you know, collection of spare parts for the floor technicians and the supervising of the job that have been done in the workshop. So this has been my routine till lunchtime. Then after the working hours, and I go to church in the evening after the working hours.
Okay. Okay. That sounds lovely. You describe yourself as a volunteer, Gabriel. What is your personal understanding of volunteerism?
My own understanding is that you make yourself available. You prepare yourself. You have the desire, you know, to make yourself available for the service to humanity.
I agree with that definition totally.
Yeah.
I think there are many ways of describing what volunteerism is, and a lot of them are very personal. But I agree with your version as well.
Yeah.
And in your volunteer journey, what are some of the greatest lessons that you have learned?
Yeah, one of the greatest lessons that I've learned, especially in this my volunteer journey, is the ability to, you know, have respect for diversity. Mm. Yeah, I'm from the southwestern part of Nigeria, and which is more the West Africa, and where some of the way by which we do things are a little bit quite different from what is obtainable in East Africa. There are a lot of things that I've not seen before. There are a lot of things that I've not known, you know. But when I came here, you know, I have to have what we call, you know, diversity.
Yeah.
So it's one of my greatest things I've learned in volunteer is the ability to, you know, have respect for one another, diversity to be able to, respect each other's culture and cultural value and the norms.
I actually agree with that, and I love that. And I think one thing that volunteerism does and is you actually learn to be more tolerant. And I think the world needs more tolerance, really.
You need to respect one another. You need to respect each other's views.
What is the most interesting part about your volunteerism assignment?
Yeah, one of the most interesting part of my volunteer assignment that several things have really been crop up with that. But the most important area of my area, which I can say is that I have this ability, I have this the opportunity, to work in a multicultural environment. You know, having worked in the private sector in my country and having worked with some group of people, but this is a place where I have the opportunity of working, with people of diverse background, people of diverse cultural. So it's a great challenge, and it's a great opportunity, it's a great privilege, for me. So it's one of the things. That is one. Then two, what I can also say is that it gives me the opportunity to be able to showcase my potential and my ability, to help humanity. You know, what I've learned, what I've known, is giving the opportunity to be able to showcase my potential, my skill, and my ability, and to be able to be useful for humanity. You know, when you have one or two things and you are able, you are given the opportunity to showcase it and to help humanity. I mean, one derive much joy in it.
So to whom much is given,
much is expected.
Absolutely. How did you hear about the opportunity to be assigned with UN volunteers?
While I was in Nigeria, I was working in an international organization also, which has an agricultural research institute in Ibadan, Nigeria. I have a direct boss who happened to be also a volunteer who came into United Nations as a volunteer. So he was the one that introduced it to me. He's my immediate supervisor while I was in International Institute of Tropical Agriculture in Ibadan, Nigeria. His name is Mr. Toyin Adejoro. He was my immediate supervisor. So he was the one that first came to UN as a UN volunteer, and he also encouraged us to
register. So he just basically told you about the program and the opportunities that
I registered, and luckily he was called upon to come and serve in South Sudan.
Wonderful. Gabriel, let's have some music. You have selected a few musical pieces that you would like to share with us. Please introduce your track.
Yeah, we want us to sing this song of Bob Marley, Africa Unite. This is East Africa, and there are a lot of conflict going on. And I think one of my message, is to be able to preach peace. We need to unite together. We need to come together and build South Sudan. So we need to unite together, call all the governmental agencies, all the leaders, and put heads together and make sure that South Sudan move forward.
Wonderful. Let's hear that track.
Africa, unite, 'cause we're moving right out of Babylon, and we're going to our father's land. Yeah, how good and how pleasant it is.